I'll never forget the first moment when I walked into a cinema. I was hooked from there on.
In this edition of Skin On Talks, we caught up with Mammal director Rebecca Daly and star Barry Keoghan.
Where you had three films playing, discovered you.
What was the other one? So there's Traitors, you were in that. What was the other one?
You had The Break. The Break, the short film.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't
Dennis,
see that.
Dennis Fitz.
Yeah. All very different films. Mm. This one being the...
long hair in one, short hair in the other. Mid. Long.
Mammal was like the deepest of them all. It was the emotional character study.
It was, yeah. Mammal was the... It's been the toughest and the most one that I've kind of went forward this way, you know.
It's the one where you've got to explore the character most.
Yeah, it went really like inside myself for it.
Yeah, well, you get to, it's a much quieter performance than you've had it elsewhere. Like,
well, that's what I'm into. Yeah. I'm into telling stories where you don't have to say much because it's small. Like action can tell, like can say a thousand words, you know, or a look, or an internalizing stuff as well. Like, yeah, like just speaks through your body.
Well, that's it. It'd be, you form a visual. Because I mean, cinema is that medium where you have the ability to create a visual. So narrative isn't, you can leave that behind to a certain extent. You know?
And I think that was that on purpose as well, like that he kept a kind of like not a lot of dialogue. I mean,
because I mean,
Rachel,
you know, yeah, and everybody.
Yeah, it was just.
But I think you know, film is a visual medium, so, you know, I think if you can tell your story with images and with, because actually, you know, I think the film actually, you know, there is strong narrative, it's and strong action, it's just subtly done, you know what I mean? So, and in fact, the characters tend to emotionally express themselves through their actions, actually, their motivations for their actions in a way are their emotions, rather than they're not big on outbursts or, you know, telling you how they feel, but they are showing you with their actions. You
yes,
know?
It's not an Aaron Sorkin type talk fest.
No. So, and I think, so then that presents a different kind of challenge. And also, it's interesting that you say that Barry's performance, did you say it was kind of quieter than the...
Yeah, it's more than it usually does.
Yeah. Do you mean in terms of the pitch of the performance, or do you mean in terms
71
of
71 I've said like four.
Yeah, well, that was the quietest ever.
No, I mean in terms of the performance, it is, because in a film like Traitors, he's very much out and expressive and violent.
Whereas it's because that was something that we were really working on, because actually Rachel tends to be much more gregarious in her roles as well, but she tends to play very different kinds of roles that are usually more outgoing and or verbal and all of that. So, but I thought what was really interesting is that Barry and Rachel kind of, when they came together, there was this really interesting balance in terms of performance that was created between them, because...
you met halfway.
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, because she's a very, I mean, you're a very energized performer. It's not, you're not, but it's very, very naturalistic, whereas Rachel's energized in a different kind of way, and often she comes to stuff, it's absolutely truthful, but it's usually... not so naturalistic as Barry would be, and so they sort of kind of met in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting. And so when I was on the set with Rachel and Barry, it would be different than when Rachel and Michael were working together, for example. And you really see how actors feed off each other. You know, it's really interesting.
You can see that when Rachel and Michael are talking to one another, it has a much more stage sort of setting,
especially
the way that you framed their conversation
in the cafe.
You're looking at it as if it was as if it was theater.
Yeah.
And then whereas when it's the more intimate scenes between Rachel and Barry, you have a moving camera, you have a closing in as their relationship is closing in as
But also for me, it's less about it being theatrical, more about it being stilted, you know, that their dynamic is stilted, whereas there's like flow between Margaret and Joe almost from the beginning. You know, there's a kind of a connection that's kind of instant, although it develops.
There's an emotional need in
massively.
There's an emotional need in each one of them for something. Someone not without their son, the other without a parental figure, so you can see that where they naturally move towards one another.
Yeah.
But because there isn't that familial bond, there is the ability to go further.
Yeah. 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 So. Exactly.
was it nice to be able to film in and around your local neighborhood?
It wasn't my local.
Well, not.
I was
Dublin. Yeah, but I mean, in terms of
Dublin is your town.
Oh, but as soon as I hit Ballybuck, I'm out of my bounds. Like, so yeah. I was way out of my bounds in Dublin. it was nice. Yeah, it was good.
You and the see, because some of the lads in the gang were local to that area. Because they weren't actors, so we cast them. Nick McGinley did that with me. It's kind of like a, which they had open call. And then we did workshops with them, and then we brought Barry in, and then Barry and them worked together, with the exception of Johnny Ward, obviously, who is an actor. But and then they started hanging out together.
We started hanging out in town, running in shops, like just messing about, actually getting barred in shops.
I didn't know this in advance.
We went into these like sex shops as well, and they were like, "You over there, you're not loading." I'm like, "Oh, I'm all in them too." And it was just like,
and then on the telly.
And then at the end, we'd go to this herb shop or this weed shop or whatever, and we'd sit down and just go, "Right, what did we learn today, lads?" And we'd have a little meet in the middle of this shop.
These guys, they were so brilliant.
They were brilliant.
And they were sweetest. They were such good guys.
They are the coolest, and they're so talented as well. Yeah. It's this thing as well, like, a lot of talent going out there just, needs to be shown.
Yeah.
They really, like Ronan, for instance.
Ronan, very good, yeah.
You know, naturals.
Yeah, it's very much a story of of Dublin. It's very much an international story as well. I mean, if you put this in French, it would feel perfectly natural. You know?
Yeah.
I'd just be easily dubbed.
I meant, had you actually spoken French during it?
I think it could be set anywhere. That's the point of it. It's sort of a suburb of anywhere. I think it could.
It's as closest to that sort of area of European cinema as we've come in.
That's what I liked about it as well. Like, you could put it anywhere, you could place it anywhere.
You can get that from it was an international co-production, so you have that. I mean, I'm assuming that all the pool scenes and those things are filmed in Luxembourg.
No,
that's here.
Cool. Do you know that was in Ballyfermot?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which has this fantastic, gorgeous pool. It was the best pool we found.
The industrial area,
the industrial area is Luxembourg.
That's awesome.
Unreal, this place.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Like something
old steel works.
Jack
Hill. Stunning, actually. There was stuff in it that you could. It was like Mad Max or something. Maybe a little bit much for the film.
It was like a Michael Keaton Batman. You know, I was like that, and at night time I was like shadows, and it was great.
Yeah, it kind of, even though that it could easily have been one of the train yards in and around, Houston, So
yeah,
and that would have been territorially, it would have worked.
Well, that's the game you can play watching the film Spot Luxembourg,
Well, isn't that
that's a bonus game. Comes with the movie.
Where's that then?
There's a lot of little hidden things. There's a no to water charges sign on the door.
Yeah.
He's like trying to make a third political film on the sly.
Yeah, well, it's taken a stance now, obviously. It's up on screen. Actually, because obviously that was really pertinent at the time. I mean, it still is. But,
yeah.
Our production designer is French, so these things were kind of alien to her. So it was just what, because we filmed in a real charity shop. So actually, some of the stuff was there. So, and she'd pick up flyers and put them up. And so, yeah, whatever was in the ether kind of ended up in. And it seemed right.
Yeah, I imagine you won't get many questions about that as well.
No, no. But good spot, because it's actually facing the other way. You're looking through the paper.
Where is it?
It's just as she closes up shop, it's on the front door of the charity shop.
Yeah.
Someone said to me as well, my friend, he goes, "I've seen the way you eat your food. Did you do that on purpose?" Like, yeah. He goes, "I noticed that. Because I usually eat normal. I scooped it. I kind of ate it weirdly."
Normally you do it with a knife and fork.
This one I was like, they scoop the food.
Well, we talked about that a lot as well, and Joe being quite feral, and that, so when he's in the bathroom, the next day, and he's like peeing down her plug hole, and he's using her toothbrush, it's like a wild animal in her bathroom,
Or he's marking his territory.
Well, exactly, There's all of that. So
I cannot look at a bathroom. It's all amazing.
That's pretty tough. You could look a lot
faster.
It it must be difficult for you to watch it back, especially if you're
I really enjoyed it, like when I watched it. Sometimes because it was on the big screen, like, and I was like, oh, I'm really proud of this one. Yeah.
Yeah, but with the nudity, do you show it to?
Yeah, the nudity. You know,
she looks great.
Oh yeah,
don't
exactly.
Be worried about it.
Yeah.
He's were good on me, like. You know?
Ah yeah, we were good.
There was a lot of front of the shots.
Didn't make
it the call because they didn't know whether.
No, but for example, you did watch it with your girlfriend, didn't you?
Yeah, I watched it with Gabby.
And was that weird?
No, I mean, it's like, you know, I've been watching a lot of European films as well, and they really just go for that as well, like, you know, it's not a problem there.
No, that's
you know, so, when you, I think it's just Irish, like, oh, look at that, you know, it's just an Irish thing. But I think it tells a story. You know,
it's very much and it's of America as well, this sort of prudishness that where people are towards body image aware. Because I lived in the Netherlands and they had a massive poster like of a half naked woman on the side of a bus stop. And so with the American tourists, like, oh my god, that's terrible.
I was like, I watched Blue's the Warmest Color there as well. Like,
did you?
Yeah. And like, I was like, jeez, I was like, they really.
They used prosthetics though.
Yeah. Did they?
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
The giants weren't real.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, it is similar. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It takes a little.
Well, maybe not all of it, but they definitely.
It was like time of full on, I think.
Quite long.
I loved it. I loved the girl in it. She was great. She was great as well. The young girl. I had to look at she acted before. She was like that non acting thing about her, you know.
Yeah, that raw sort of.
Yeah. Oh, she was fucking deadly. She was.
Well, this is, I mean, that's what you were bringing to a lot of your roles as well.
That's what I try to get. You know, the best compliment I got sometimes was, have you ever acted before? You know, I was like, yeah. I was like, well, thank you.
Good like, oh, answer.
Yeah.
And how did you find then working with the older woman situation, especially being intimate with the older woman?
She was great. Like, we laughed about and said, didn't we? Like, she was just crack jokes as well. You know, made stuff comfortable and. She's a professional as well, so she's made it as comfortable and you too, Rebecca, like, for me as I needed, like, you know. And I was kind of putting on the front as well because I was playing kind of a cocky dad, so I'd kind of keep that going off screen, like, so.
Because it's not at all your character. I mean, you.
He's so shy.
I'm really shy, really.
He's very reserved.
So I had to keep it.
Well, you know, Barry and Rachel are both really open people and open actors, and so that's half the battle with anything that's a bit tricky, you know, in terms of intimacy or whatever, and they both really brought that. And also, I suppose, in a way, Rachel's experience was actually helpful as well.
Yeah.
I think you must have been jumping for joy when she agreed to do it, because to have that calibre of actress.
Yeah. But also, I mean, yeah, absolutely. She's a fantastic actress. She's a really very quality actor. But also, you know, it's exciting for me to work with actors, you know, and every actor is different. And so Barry and Rachel are very different. And so my job as the director is to kind of, I think, work out what they need from me so that I can get what I need out of them. Do you know what I mean? So I work a bit differently with both of you because you have a different approach. But I jumped as much for joy when Barry accepted it as Rachel did. Equal joy.
Excellent. And how did you, because this is the second film you've done as an international co-production, how do you find decamping from one country to another to set up production?
Well, we didn't with The Other Side of Sleep. We shot all of that in Ireland and just did all the post-production abroad. But with this, it actually worked very well. To be honest, I was a little nervous about locations in Luxembourg, but actually we had a great scout and it works very well. I think you'd be hard-pressed to spot where Luxembourg is.
I think Luxembourg played as well, but like, you know, because it was kind of dark there, it was boring. It was like
you were really bored. You were filming.
The lad showed up when I was like a kid on Christmas. Like, yes! And poor Rachel's sitting there like, oh, you're not fun. But no, it's like, yeah, it was kind of dark, so it kind of, that all played into it, I think, you know. And it was
very focused.
It was winter.
There.
It was. Yeah. We were in one place, and, you know.
Yeah.
So.
But actually, it was pretty. Surprisingly seamless, actually, moving. like that. I think it was, I mean, of course, you know, in an ideal world, you might think like, oh, it'd be lovely to shoot chronologically. And of course, that would only really be possible here. It had, you know, limited locations in one place. But actually, we're able to shoot chronologically in the house. And in a way, that was the most important thing. So once we were able to do that, I think, you know, the rest was... And we had a brilliant crew. I mean, our crew was fantastic.
They grew up, right?
They were from the Netherlands and from Luxembourg and some Irish. You know, so it was a good mix in French.
Good energy. And
so loads of them hadn't worked together before. Most of them hadn't. And it all worked really, really well.
Leonard, like the cameraman, he's a really cool dude. He's a young guy. And he's in a film called Wolf. Which was really...
And Rabat as well.
And he was. They were always, everyone always happy, and that helped as well.
Yeah, when you have a good working environment, it makes it easier.
But everyone was very interested in the story as well, and I think that really helps. Like people would start to like Focus Puller kept talking to me all the time about
Graham.
And you wouldn't necessarily often end up in those conversations through Focus Puller. You'd be like, yeah, I'm really intrigued about you, and you know, so we'd be talking all about. Which is great. Everyone was kind of involved in it, and I think everyone felt that they were working on something interesting. And
the two girls that did makeup and her girl, they seen it for the first time at Rotterdam, and you're like, oh, so that's what that means. Like, they didn't put through the. You're like,
they did. They said sometimes in the set I did not fully understand what was happening, but now I get it.
Yeah, they were really happy with it.
They were good. Yeah, it was lovely. It was a great team.